Oscar nominees
to the ones that are downright rotten.
From RottenTomatoes.com, it's Grey Drake.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
It's award season. Oscars are coming up. Nominations are out and stuff. You hear this all the time from people. I haven't seen any of them. So if there's three movies that are out that are nominated that people can still go see, what would be the three you would recommend?
Well, I, Tonya is the first one.
Really?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We talked about this one recently, the story of Tonya Harding's life, and of course the horrible incident involving Nancy Kerrigan is all reflected in this movie. Margot Robbie's nominated in the actress category. I'd also recommend Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Okay. Yeah.
This is one we didn't really talk about, but it's got a gajillion nominations and is really amazing. It's funny, it's sad, it's moving, it's shocking, and it's worth discussing at the very least. And so that's got a Best Picture nomination, Best Actress nomination, Supporting Actor, two of those. So tons and tons of nominations there.
And so why are so many people seem to be dogging on that movie?
Yes, what I heard, it's the ending specifically that people were left thinking, what the hell?
That is actually why I love the film.
Okay.
And it has, and although I won't spoil anything, the ending is not a Hollywood ending that sews it all up in a neat little package.
Right. So kind of like No Country for Old Men when that won. I thought the ending, I was like, that's it?
Like Gone Girl. I read that book, and at the end, I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
This is... I'm just, like, imagining you, like, shutting a book and then yelling at it.
That is what happened.
Okay. All right.
And so the ending, it is kind of tough to deal with, but it makes it a little bit truer to real life. So I understand that you go to the movies for escapism, but this movie is just so interesting to talk about. See it with a friend and then discuss it afterwards and find critics on Rotten Tomatoes that have reviewed it, because I think it's one of those movies that can expand your world a little bit.
Okay. Right. So, I, Tonya, and Three Billboards. What's the third one?
Well, I'm really excited to hear that this month they're going to be re-releasing Get Out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's such a good movie.
Oh, my God. It was just so interesting, scary, amazing, shocking, and it came out last February. And it was so memorable that everyone kept talking about it all year long and nominated it for several awards, including Best Picture.
It's funny. My wife and son and I watched it a few weeks ago. I liked it. My son loved it. My wife didn't, and it was because of that. She likes it all wrapped up, like you were talking about a little bit ago. And so for her, it took her till she was almost through halfway through the movie to realize they weren't going to stay together.
No.
She thought this was like them against the world, right. You know, guess who's coming to dinner type thing, and that this was, they were going to still get married and live happily ever after, and I'm like, you're going to be really disappointed.
Maybe the sunken place is a good place.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Okay, so just turn on The Notebook and tell her, you know, give her some popcorn.
Right. Exactly. All right, great Rotten Tomatoes. Senior editor joins us Friday mornings, and of course, always read those reviews. Go to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt page at star1025.com. Thank you, Gray.
Thanks,
have a great weekend.
I'm going to go fix myself a cup of tea.
Enjoy.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.